Court documents and trial evidence, Wilson and her husband James defrauded life insurance companies by altering personal details about policy applicants. They also defrauded investors to pay premiums on the policies, which they concealed by transferring funds between numerous bank accounts. Baltimore's population has increased for the first time in a decade. Data released by the U.S. Census Bureau shows that the city gained 754 residents between July of 2023 and July of 2024. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It is the season of change in the NFL, and the Ravens are no exception, and a lot of it yesterday, starting with veteran defensive tackle Michael Pierce, who after 99 games in the purple and black, called it a career.
After nine seasons, after much prayer, talking to my family, just going through the grind, man, and just being satisfied where I am, looking forward to doing other things in life, I just decided to call it a career.
Pierce finishes his career with 238 tackles, 9.5 sacks, and 1 interception, which, by the way, happened on the final regular season play of his career.
Zappy. Oh, big foul touchdown. My goodness. Michael Pierce.
Don't kneel down, Big Pierce.
What are you doing?
Don't kneel down.
I was about to go crazy as a 365-pounder.
Look at this guy on the field.
We actually were all going crazy. Other Ravens news, the team tendering an offer to Ardarius Washington, re-signing receiver Tylan Wallace, and releasing safety Marcus Williams. Orioles injury news update, Gunnar Henderson took ground balls yesterday for the first time since straining his right intercostal, that's a ribcage muscle, he hasn't played in 2 weeks. Birds in Dunedin this afternoon, Kate Povich takes the hill against the Blue Jays. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Terps are on their way to Indianapolis. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
It's 9:06. Here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy, cooler fours here today, although look for a little bit of sunshine to mix in at times this afternoon, mid-50s, down around or just above 40 tonight. Cloudy Friday, a little more sunshine mixing in tomorrow afternoon, upper 50s. Cloudy, milder, upper 60s Saturday, rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 40 degrees in Westminster, 42 in Easton, and 42 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Gosh, we're almost there. The weekend is almost here. You're almost there, I promise you. As always, I know you have options, so thank you so much for tuning in to Kim Klasick Live every weekday. And, of course, I'm here at 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and then you've got Rob Carson coming up right at 12. So a great lineup, as always. If you haven't already, please, please go to the App Store, download the WCBM app. It is free. So what is holding you back? It is free, unlike many things here in the state of Maryland. So go ahead and download it, and that way you can text me live through the app here on the show, and then also you could take the show on the go. Okay, So, to start the show, of course, I'm going to talk about the juvenile crime and the juveniles that are completely out of control in this region, okay? We are going to get to Annapolis. We are going to get to Capitol Hill. And this revelation for Chuck Schumer that the Senate might not have the votes to pass a CR. Trust me, we're going to get to all of those things. But I have got to start with the teens that continue to wreak havoc across the region, okay? Now, of course, this was, you know, we saw a little bit of this, like, in Baltimore City, you know, years ago. But it wasn't so many kids. It was just, you know, crime and violence in general. But, of course, this has spread out. And we are going to get to a story here in a second with more confirmation for me on what is going on in some of these areas outside of Baltimore City itself. We're going to start here, though, in Baltimore City. Last night, Vincent Hill had an extremely disturbing video that I saw on Fox 45, not just at the 10 o'clock news, but of course on social media. And that was of a 76-year-old woman, yes, 76, a 76-year-old woman thrown from her vehicle by four teenagers that are also known, very well known, to police. Take a listen.
Fox 45 News has obtained video out of South Baltimore in which police say that four teens carjacked a 76-year-old woman. Fox 45's Vincent Hill joins us live with details surrounding the juvenile suspects in a story that you're seeing tonight. First on Fox. Vincent.
Maxine, at least one of those teens has a history of carjackings, and police may have been closely watching the other suspects.
Tuesday morning, around 4:45, pay attention to this figure walking towards this white vehicle. Police say it's a 76-year-old woman who had just gotten her morning coffee. Now, pay attention to this vehicle, which appears to be a Hyundai. It passes her vehicle, but not for long. It backs up and parks next to her. Seconds later,
suspect is four, number one male. Vehicle is a white Chrysler 300.
A carjacking as the victim is pulled from her car. Some of the suspects speed off in her vehicle as the others follow in the trail car. The victim calmly walks back inside the store.
In the direction of more towards South Payne Avenue, towards Payne Avenue.
Now, fast forward to around 4 o'clock Wednesday morning.
So they have all four individuals going to be right on the Caton Ave exit onto from 95.
This image from a nearby highway cam shows the aftermath.
Just be reminded, those are four juveniles that need to be transported.
According to Baltimore police, 15-year-olds and a 16-year-old were arrested for carjacking and auto theft. Three taken to juvenile booking. One of the 15-year-olds charged as an adult. And it's not the first time that 15-year-old was previously arrested for carjacking and later released. Meanwhile, a source close to the investigation telling Fox 45 the suspects were being watched by police.
They're probably trying to make it home. And this is a carjacking crew from that block.
According to the source, that crew may have been responsible for at least 30 carjackings and robberies in the last week alone.
Unfortunately, just an awful thing that would take place with someone like her, an elderly person, period.
Meanwhile, this latest carjacking has residents feeling disheartened.
It's disheartening that we have children who feel this is what they want to do or have to do.
And wanting more when it comes to juvenile crime.
They know the difference between right and wrong. When you're a teenager, you know what's right and you know what's wrong.
And it is important to note that that victim was not injured in this carjacking. Meanwhile, at last check, according to BPD, those three juveniles taken to juvenile booking are still in custody. And again, one of those 15-year-olds now charged as an adult. Vincent Hill, Fox 45 News.
All right. So just listen to that there, will you? Again, thank you, Fox 45. Thank you, Vincent Hill, for doing the work and making sure that we could see exactly what happened. And making sure that we got the story. Because if you heard there, those teenagers were known to police. You now have a 15-year-old that is being charged as an adult for this carjacking. Do you know why that probably is? Because this is most likely his 22nd time carjacking somebody. Right? Let's be honest on how he would get to an adult charge at this point. And so, like I said before, these kids are well known to police, but this doesn't kind of go with what Vincent Schiraldi told our senators and delegates in Annapolis, now does it? Vincent Schiraldi, the DJS secretary, last time he was there, if you recall, he said, you know, usually we see the one and done. Remember that? He said, usually 75% of the time, we have those that come into DJS and we never see them again. Remember he said that? 75% of the time? Well, what's so interesting about that is in an interview, State's Attorney Ivan Bates was asked about that. And because this interview showed his face at the time of the question, Ivan Bates' face then turned into a meme. Because his face was like, what in the world? He couldn't believe that Vincent Schiraldi said such a thing. Because that's not the case. Most of the time, I believe it's the other way around, which is 75% of the time, you see the same faces going in and out of DJS. 25% of the time, you might see a new face that you never see again. The problem here is many different things, right? But we can also just break it down to leadership. We were calling last summer for a special session so that Annapolis could get their act together and actually do something about the juvenile crime. What were we calling for last summer? Do you guys remember? We wanted two things repealed. Remember that? The Juvenile Justice Reform Act and the Juvenile Interrogation Act. We were calling for a special session. Westmore didn't want to do it. They finally get into session on January 8th, and we're talking about the budget, which is, okay, we have to talk about the budget. But have they addressed the juvenile crime? No, they had Vincent Schiraldi there lying to their faces time and time again. And then every time he goes up there, they say, well, can you come back next time with some data? Because he goes down there with empty hands just saying, well, I think this is what's happening, right? We find out from Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost that they're not even monitoring the ankle monitors. And when they show up to court, what do we find out? We found out that the case is just thrown out if they don't show up to court. The whole thing is a nightmare. This is a mess. The juvenile know they can get away with whatever they want. They know this. Those gangs that have been recruiting juveniles to do their dirty work, they know this. The only people that seem to not care about this are those in Annapolis making these laws so that 76-year-old women will be carjacked and thrown from their cars. Now, thank goodness she wasn't hurt in any way. But can you believe it? To add to this story, I want to go to another story not too far away in Essex. Keith Daniels had the report. Again, Fox 45. I wonder, does WJZ, does Channel 11, does CBS Baltimore, do you guys ever wonder why you're not winning awards? Can I tell you why? Can I tell you why? You're not doing the work. Right? When I go to look at some of these ridiculous stories coming out of the region and actual investigative journalism, do you know where I have to go each and every time? I either go to the Baltimore Sun, which is now owned by David Smith and Armstrong Williams, by the way, and then I go to Fox 45 because those are the only ones that actually get down to the dirt. Those are the only ones that are actually out there talking on the streets to people. When's the last time, those at the other networks, have you taken a microphone to the streets to talk to anybody? I'm not telling you how to do your job. Just putting it out there as a suggestion. And if you want to win an award at some point in time, possibly, leave the studio and go talk to people. Anyways, beyond that, we saw a kid beaten up in Essex. Now, we saw this video because, unfortunately, you got a bunch of juveniles, because this is what they do. They record videos on their cell phones and they post it to social media. I am not asking, I am not suggesting that you go look for this video. Do not do it, okay? Don't do it because you're going to be very upset when you see it. Can we go ahead and play that for us, Ryan? Thank you.
Five Baltimore County teens have been charged after this fight went viral on social media, showing several people kicking and punching a young boy. Fox 45's Vincent Hill and Keith Daniels, they're looking into both of these incidents caught on camera.
Our team coverage begins with Keith Daniels, who spoke to the victim's father and has an update on the investigation. Keith?
Well, Kai, Baltimore County police say they are aware of this video, and just moments ago, we got the latest on this investigation. Police say charges have been filed against five of the eight individuals that police say were directly involved in this assault, all of the accused at least 13 years old or younger. And tonight, a closer look at the alleged crime.
It's a dramatic incident caught on cell phone video, circulating now on social media. A boy attacked Baltimore County police say it happened at the Kings Mill Apartments in Essex last Friday, a violent disturbance that unfolded in this patch of yard at Hatwick Drive. Neighbors who say they were not home that day are stunned now by what they see in the video.
It's not right.
It's disheartening. Like, I can cry.
A boy seen in the video being punched, thrown to the ground, kicked, even at one point, his pants pulled down by a group of several other young boys. Tony Longo,
right at this point, he's very badly bruised up,
says it was his son, 12-year-old Kason, beaten in that video, now recovering physically and mentally from what happened. Longo says he only became aware of the video after it surfaced this week. He says his son had not told him what happened, but he knew something was wrong. Longo says his son told him he had left home without his parents' permission that day, went to the apartment complex where he was confronted by a classmate who accused Kason of calling the classmate's girlfriend a bad name, one that begins with a B. That's when the boy punched Kason.
Next thing you know, there's 15 kids surrounding Kason on top of him, brutally beating him.
The father now calling for the accused to be held accountable for the violent attack.
Whether you're a juvenile or you're an adult, there has to be consequences. These types of behaviors are unacceptable. To beat my son, right, and then feel as if it's okay to take his clothes from him, beat him with his clothes, continue to beat him.
The father, frustrated, truly emotional, his anger quickly turning to sadness over what his son suffered.
The bruises, and as a father, I felt helpless. And, you know, I'm trying to protect my family because of the pain and the thought of my son being left helpless, being beat by 15 other kids, his clothes taken, things like that. It's very disturbing to me. I don't want to see that with any human being, especially a child.
All right, and that was Kason's father. We get back, we're going to get into this story. As you heard there, 5 of 8 juveniles have been charged, but we don't know what's going to happen to them because, of course, they are also young. I also want to talk about the fact that, to me, this looks like a hate crime, but we'll get into that when we get back. Right now, we got to check on this market. Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management joins us today with the Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Thursday. How are you?
Doing well.
I had my return flight home yesterday morning, so I apologize that I was not able to tune in, or call in, rather, to give you and your listeners the Morning Market Flash yesterday, as usual, on Wednesday. So here I am today, and of course I'll be back again tomorrow morning at 9:20 a.m., Kim. But it seems like the theme, and I apologize in advance, but I haven't really been able to report a lot of positive news coming out of this market. As I discussed, of course, on Monday we had one of the biggest declines we've seen in the overall stock market all year. Here this morning, we're seeing the same trend. Markets are off of their lows. Here this morning, we did have an encouraging inflation report, but right now we're seeing the Dow futures off about 30 points, Dow Jones Industrial Average. S&P 500 futures are off about 5 points, and NASDAQ futures down about 0.3%, Kim, down about 40 points right now. So we're seeing a little bit of a reversal from yesterday. We're still seeing these beleaguered technology stocks. Yesterday, on Wednesday, investors, you know, were looking at some of these tech stocks as an opportunity. Kind of the oversold conditions of the market seems to be right now, at least, the easiest excuse for any potential buyers in the market. But more than 60% of the S&P 500 companies, Kim, closed yesterday below their 200-day moving average. That's a technical number that we really have to follow to look at the markets, because they briefly now are starting to stray into a potential correction area or territory. So when we look at the markets overall, the S&P 500 is still down nearly 9% from its all-time high last month, back on February 19th. Yesterday, again, we saw that bounce back. But overall, we're still looking to see how things play out with President Trump taking to Truth Social platform to threaten now 200% tariffs on all alcoholic products coming from countries in the European Union. That's kind of in retaliation to this 50% tariff on whiskey. So we're starting to see, again, tariffs being front and center as the concern the fresh threat of tariffs from President Donald Trump, again, causing a lot of volatility in the markets. We're also, however, seeing stock futures coming off their morning lows after February's PPI data, Kim. That's Producer Price Index, which measures the cost of producing consumer goods and is a good indicator of inflationary pressures. That was flat for the month. So there we have it. We'll have to wait and see how things play out again, as always, here into the close today, Kim. But I'll be back again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Morning Market Flash. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tim. You too.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right. Well, you know, I wish I had better news to start the show, but we're talking about teenagers and even preteens, four of them carjacking a 76-year-old woman and other preteens beating up a 12-year-old in Essex. Right now, as far as we know, thanks to Keith Daigles on this story in Essex, five of the eight juveniles, we were told, have been charged with the brutal beating of another kid, a cute little boy named Kaysen, only 12 years old. Marty, the text line, of course, you came in again with what I was going to point out. The worst part is the offenders under 13 cannot be charged under current Maryland law. And that is the case. So I do wonder, when they say that these juveniles have been charged with the brutal beating, I wonder what that means specifically. Because we have been told for, what is it now, 2 years, that anyone under 13 can't be charged unless it was an absolute, like a murder case, with absolute evidence against that juvenile. So I do want to get to the bottom of that. Also, when you've got this video that's circulating, right, we have to assume that this kid goes to school with at least some of those kids that were a part of that fight. Could you imagine him being in class right now with some of these kids at this school? This video, again, circulating, went viral. I'm sure many of his classmates have seen it. As Keith Daigles pointed out, and just so you guys know, again, I don't ask you to go look for this video because it will break your heart. I've received text messages already this morning noting that some people cried while watching this video. Trust me, I can understand that. I actually didn't watch the whole thing because I can't do it. But as Keith Daigles pointed out there, there was a moment where they actually pulled this kid's pants off and down because they wanted to humiliate him in even another way, okay? So you're telling me that all of this was because he called somebody's girlfriend the B word? No. Here's how I'm going to get to the next part of this conversation, and I do want you to weigh in. And please know, this is a safe space to say what you feel, okay? We don't play the racism game. We don't play the gender identity game. I don't play this game. Okay, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Here's what I noted about this fight. Now, the father there that was talking about his son, he said that he believed that it was about 15 kids. I guess the eight kids that they're looking for, right? They've charged five, we're told. The eight kids, I guess, are those that actually took part in hitting and kicking and throwing this kid to the ground and also declothing him, right? But I understand where the father's coming from, because in the background, in this circle, you have more kids that are standing there kind of cheering this on. And then, of course, you also have the kid that is using the cell phone to video this awful tragedy, right? So I understand. I would say, too, that it's about between 12 to 13 kids out here. Now, I will also note to you that all of those kids that were taking part in beating up 12-year-old Kaysen, Kaysen's white, by the way, all of those kids are kids of color, okay? Now, I want you to imagine, just for a second, close your eyes with me. Let's just imagine. Let's imagine 12-year-old Kaysen is a black kid. Just imagine that. And these kids that are standing around, cheering this on, taking video, beating him up, throwing to the ground, kicking him, taking his pants off. Imagine that they are all white kids. What conversation do you think we would be having right now? Just take a wild guess. Now open your eyes, okay? Open your eyes, please. This should be a hate crime. This should be a hate crime. You're telling me you brutally beat this kid. I'm happy the kid is alive, to be honest with you. You brutally beat this kid because he calls somebody's girlfriend a B word? The girlfriend of what? A 12-year-old? No. No. There's something else sinister here. When we get back, I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text me in the text line. I want to have the real conversation here. I really do. And I hope Governor Westmore and all those in Annapolis are paying close attention to what's going on. Kids are not safe today. That's a shame, isn't it? We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another encouraging economic report this morning. The Labor Department says wholesale inflation slowed last month. Year over year, producer prices were up 3.2% in February, but that was down from a year over year gain of 3.7% in January. Under President Trump, the EPA is reordering its priorities, cutting regulatory red tape, taking a more energy-friendly stance under its new administrator, Lee Zeldin. Senate Democrats appear ready to shut down the government tomorrow night. They oppose a Republican stopgap spending bill that was approved by the House. That bill would fund the government through September. The Democrats want a 30-day funding bill. Parts of fire scarred Los Angeles County under evacuation orders. Fears of torrential rains could cause mudslides and dangerous flows of debris. Stocks opening lower this morning on Wall Street. More details, srnnews.com.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galinia Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsman's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galinia, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.org/Maryland/events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland/events. See you there. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds and Blue Jays this afternoon from Dunedin, Florida. Kate Povich taking the hill for Baltimore at 1:07 p.m. The slim man with a stellar spring so far in limited action. Here's manager Brandon Hyde after his last start against the Pirates.
He's been throwing the ball really well in camp. The changeup has come a long way through a lot of really good ones today. So really happy with the life to his fastball.
Povich's numbers looking good. 5 innings pitched, 1 hit, no runs, 7 strikeouts. Ravens news, defensive tackle Michael Pierce parting from the Ravens after 9 seasons, announcing his retirement from the game yesterday. Meanwhile, the team extending a $3.3 million tender to Ardarius Washington, re-signing Tylan Wallace and releasing safety Marcus Williams. Maryland men's basketball leaves for Indianapolis today in the Big Ten tournament. They'll take on the winner of Iowa-Illinois tomorrow night. Head coach Kevin Willard explaining one of the team's biggest keys to the season.
Really happy with the way this team figured out how to win on the road. That was kind of the key is, you know, with a new team every year, some teams learn faster, some teams take a little time.
After starting 0-4 on the road, the Terps won 5 of their last 6. Coming up in 30 minutes, Navy's dream season is over. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Cooler out there today, mostly cloudy skies with a few peaks of sunshine through the afternoon. Highs today, mid-50s. Down around or just above 40 tonight. Cloudy Friday morning. More sunshine mixing in tomorrow afternoon. Cool, upper 50s. Warmer this weekend. Mostly cloudy, upper 60s. Saturday, chance of showers Saturday night with an even better chance for rain on Sunday as we finish the weekend. High Sunday afternoon in the low part of the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day, where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Talking about a sad story this morning. A couple different sad stories, actually. Of course, a 76-year-old woman that was thrown from her car by four teenagers that carjacked her in Baltimore City. I did note that I got a text message here from Joe in the text line. He says, as Tim has reported for weeks now, the crumbling market is Trump's fault because of foolish trade wars. Joe, it's interesting that you heard about that, but you didn't hear about the 76-year-old woman that was thrown from her car or the 12-year-old kid that was beaten almost to death in Essex. But you heard about Tim talking about the trade wars, which, as everybody has pointed out, that there's going to be ups and downs in the stock market like there has been since the beginning of the stock market. Just had to note that, Joe. I just had to note that. I mean, are you kidding me right now? Do you hear what we're talking about this morning? Do you hear this? See, this is why it's like the selective Trump derangement syndrome, it's got to stop, okay? If you want to talk about Trump, when we're talking about a 12-year-old woman was being beat to death, go call another station. Listen to another station. I implore you to check them out. Because we're not going to do Trump derangement syndrome while we're talking about a 12-year-old almost being beaten to death at an apartment complex. We're not doing it. Okay? Let's just go ahead and put that out there right now. We had a 76-year-old woman that was thrown from her car. Thank God, thank goodness she wasn't severely hurt. This stuff is important. The juvenile crime is important. The stock market, sir, where you're not drawing from, in and out of, ain't that important today. Okay, what we're seeing in Annapolis, taxing businesses, which we're going to talk about next, that's important. Because even McCormick said they're about to leave Maryland. Talk about the stock market after that happens. Back to the story at hand, and I know many of you are wanting to weigh in. Thank you so much. The phone lines are blowing up here. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. Yes, a 12-year-old kid was almost beaten to death in Essex. He went to Kingsville Apartment Complex. As he was hanging out, apparently, he did not tell his parents he was going out. The kids confronted him. One kid said, hey, you called my girlfriend this name. It starts with a B. They then start beating him down. They actually pull his pants down to humiliate him further. This video was captured on cell phone. It went viral on social media. I did not share it. I know many of you have tagged me on it. As I mentioned before, I don't share videos of kids fighting. Not going to happen on my page. Sorry, not sorry. But I believe that these things being shared so much, I understand it brings awareness to the situation, but I feel like it further humiliates the kids. And I just personally, I can't do it. But I do know that this video is circulating. I do know that many people have cried watching it because it's just so brutal. Before the break, I noted that you had about 12 to 15 kids surrounding this one 12-year-old as he's getting beaten. People were egging it on. Nobody was there to stop it, by the way. It was a little white boy, Kaysen, 12 years old. And all of those that were beating him down, laughing and cheering and taking his pants off, they were all kids of color. If this was on the other way, guess what? We would have a very different conversation this morning. This would be national news, and everybody would be talking about the fact that this was a huge hate crime in Baltimore County. And guess what? On this show today, we're calling it a hate crime. Because that is what I believe it to be. You do not stop and beat a kid down because you called, he called your girlfriend at 12 years old the B word. Doesn't happen. There's something else going on here. I've got Mark on the line. Mark, you wanted to weigh in on this tragic situation.
Yes, I do. Good morning and shalom as best we can. I'm talking to you, by the way, on a, what we call a kosher cell phone. That is, it's a plain phone with no internet connection, no pictures, none of that going on. I have a soft stomach here, as you can understand. I'm very concerned about showing some a horrible video that's going viral, and it should be some civil or criminal penalties for something like that, especially when it's showing this type of people involved in this underage and all that, who didn't get, obviously don't have parents didn't get permission or anything like that. So my concern is there should be some penalties for, you know, displaying video haphazard on computers, being seen around the world, I guess, for all I know, and so forth. That's why I don't have TV set or anything like that. I cannot stand this. And those that are watching, there are some, we have a lot of sick people out there, and they could get the same idea and start beating up on others. You get the idea what I'm saying?
Right.
Those violence breed violence. That's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, Mark, I'm right there with you. You're right. Kids see that this go viral, and then they want to do it too because they want to go viral. You're absolutely right on this.
So I just wish you all shalom and all that, and hopefully we'll have a good solution to the situation as best we can. Thank you very much. Shalom.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much. You know, and when Mark says, I hope we have a good solution to the situation, we can only pray for that. Because right now, when you're watching in Annapolis, they're trying to figure out how they can suck taxpayers dry, right? That's what they're doing right now in Annapolis. They're not really concerned about the 76-year-old woman thrown from her car. They're not concerned about adorable little Kaysen getting beat down on the ground. They're not concerned about any of these things. We've had these conversations before. I remember a couple of years ago where you had, I think it was a 7-year-old, he was thrown from a school bus. Do you remember that in Baltimore County? Thrown from a school bus. These kids are out of control. The parents need to be charged. I'm over it. Here's another part of the conversation I wanted to add as I go to the phone lines. Kingsville Apartments. I know exactly where that is. You know why I know exactly where it is? Because during the election cycle, you had a huge sign, a big 6x8 outside with Johnny Olszewski written on it. Because these are one of those apartment complexes where the developers are super excited to rent to Section 8 housing voucher holders. Okay? Now, am I saying everybody with a Section 8 voucher is a criminal? Am I saying that every Section 8 housing voucher parent doesn't actually watch or raise their kids? That's not what I'm saying. But you have an abundance of that in that apartment complex. Just want to put that out there. You can take from it what you like. I don't really care. I got Pam in Pasadena.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good.
Good. So I just want to vent about social media this morning and seeing all the comments about this story. And it makes me sick. I'm going to tell you that people, you know, it's like, oh, he should have listened to his dad. He shouldn't have talked to people like that. He probably learned his lesson. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Well, I've been on a tirade on social media the last few days on Fox 45. Pretty much that's it. Because I can't believe that people are just so this way. You know, it's unbelievable to me that anybody would find that this was okay. And, you know, like I said, if this situation was reversed, like you said about, you know, 10 times today already, I'm just reiterating what you said, you know, there would be an uproar. And that makes me sick. And let me tell you, Kim, my mom is 50 years old. I got an 8-year-old. I had him when I was 41. And he is my greatest blessing. And I will tell you, and I'm saying this on the phone, and you guys can record me, whatever. If anything like that ever happened to my kid, I'd be in jail. I'll just tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is not okay. It's not okay. I'm so flustered right now. I just want to go punch something. But it's just really aggravating. If you go on the social media on Fox 45, you'll see all this stuff. And it's just, I can't believe people are so stupid.
Yeah, yeah, Pam.
And nothing's going to be done about it. That's the problem.
Right, because they're under 13. Pam, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. And look, my dad used to say, I got time and bail money. That's what my dad used to say. I feel the same way, Pam. I have an 8-year-old daughter as well. If this happened to my 8-year-old, OMG. Listen, those parents would not want to see me coming into Kingsville apartment complex, okay? And I don't really care. I really don't care. It's sad. But, you know, you have to protect your children. You have to. No one else is going to step up. In law enforcement, they're doing the best that they can. They're not going to be able to step up. I got Mike in Parkville. Mike, you want to weigh in?
Hi, good morning, Jake. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
Yeah, I know. I called you, Jake. You probably don't know what I'm talking about. No. You ever seen the movie A Time to Kill?
No, I have not.
Oh, you need to watch that because you didn't even know it, but you copied exactly what Jake Brigance, Matthew McConaughey, does in that movie.
Oh.
And it's very similar to the story, so I highly recommend that. But I just wanted to add to it, we kind of don't need to imagine what would happen, national news, if this was reversed. I mean, just look at the Jussie Smollett case. Like, that was all over the place within a few hours because it pushes the agenda of identity politics and keeps one race as a voting block. Like Lyndon B. Johnson said in 1964, if we pass this Civil Rights Act, we'll have them voting, and he didn't say them, we'll have them voting this for our party for 200 years. So it's all part of the agenda.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there, Mike. And so I guess let me ask you, because it seems like the legislators don't really care about this juvenile situation. As a community, as people, I guess, how do we overcome something like this? Because I feel like the village is gone, right?
The village is gone. I don't think it can be overcome until you hit rock bottom, right? Until these people start voting in other people who see it differently. But unfortunately, just like to kind of bring in an analogy on the economy, the federal government got so big and so many federal employees are Democrats because you don't bite the hand that feeds you and the party that wants bigger government. Although Republicans for the past 30 years have wanted bigger government, Democrats have been much more pushing bigger government, you don't cut them off. And now that they're being cut off, the same way people of Maryland and Baltimore continually vote Democrat because they are the hand that feeds them.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I call it the ultimate blueprint. That's what I call it. That's the real blueprint.
Yep.
Thank you, Mike, 100%. So much. I appreciate
you.
Hope you have a great weekend. And that's how I feel about this. And that's why they're talking about, you know, saving the federal employees. They're talking about hiring more state workers because they want to make them all Democrats. But this is the trade-off. I understand a good government job is a good job. Usually you can't get fired from it. The pay is decent. You don't have to do a ton of work, right? I can understand why somebody would want that job. But the trade-off is a terrible public education system. The trade-off is your kid could get beat up and jumped by a group of kids. The trade-off is you could be carjacked at gunpoint by juveniles, right? The trade-off is you're paying a ton of taxes even though you have a good government job. Is the trade-off worth it? Are you weighing the pros and cons? I got to go to the next caller here. I got Steven in White Marsh. Steven, you want to weigh in?
Yes, hi, Kim. Yeah, I did want to weigh in on that. So that area, as you mentioned, you are correct on the Section 8. So I remember the surge, actually, you may have not remember that. So in Baltimore City, when they were downsizing, like Lafayette Projects, Flag, all those folks were being surged, and they were in the area that you just mentioned. And the only reason I know this, I had a business where we had street vending trucks, and we ran the area, the King Mills, Queens Purchase, and then I think there was another one, Village of Tall Trees. Anyhow,
that was
between the 1990s and early 2000. And I didn't think about it at the time, Kim. I didn't realize what the impact would be and repercussion. We were just capitalizing, you know, it's business. Business was business. However, that area was never safe, and it's very, very sad what happened. And lastly, what my concern is, the boy was 12 years old, and I know the dad said he left without permission. How come he wasn't pursued? I mean, as a parent myself, I had a 12-year-old. I'd never, ever let him out of the house on his own, and if he was not accounted for, I went after him, and I just made sure. So I'm hoping that comes out later, and we can find out as well, because I'm not saying it could have been totally prevented, but maybe at least some of it. So that's a question, Kim, that's concerning as well.
Yeah, definitely a valid question. Definitely a valid question. Steven, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. And look, there's going to be, I get text messages. There's going to be callers. They're going to say, oh, Kim, how dare you say this Kingsville area is Section 8, da-da-da. This is what they did, as Steven just pointed out. They demolished so many housing projects in Baltimore City. They demolished half of Gilmore Homes. Do you want to know why you've got so much crime right now in Aberdeen and Haverty Grace? Guess where they put half of Gilmore Homes? In Aberdeen and Haverty Grace. It's a rocket science. What Mayor Brandon Scott, Mayor Catherine Pugh, Mayor, what was it? Stephanie Rawlings Blake. What they did is they took their bad apples and then they just put them out into the ether, right? They just sent them out to other counties, whether it was Anne Arundel, Howard County, Baltimore County, Montgomery County. They just put them all out there, right? Hartford County. And now we see all this crime, and they're like, I don't know what's going on. Oh, we got more non-fatal shootings and homicides in these other counties. Well, let me tell you where they came from. Baltimore City. Baltimore City. I don't care. Go ahead and record it. Play it on any news station you like. Let me give you some content for once, Channel 11. This is ridiculous. Many of us have been calling this out, and this is why I will stand 10 toes down by Val and Pat McDonough. Because Pat McDonough has been calling this out for years. And what do they call Pat? A racist. Ain't nothing racist about this. This is a fact. I got Dan in Emmitsburg. Dan, you want to weigh in?
Hey, Kim. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm dealing with the Chuck Whitaker syndrome this morning, too. My throat's not great. But, I mean, just echoing everything that's already been said, it's tough not to. But, we don't have to worry about this being a hate crime because it was a white kid, so... That's totally fine.
Yeah.
You probably deserved it. And I know you still fondly remember your 12-year-old boyfriend. I'm still married to my 12-year-old girlfriend, from 12 years old. You know, I still, that relationship is still strong. I definitely have been divorced and had other relationships between there. So, 12 years old, that's when you really meet your soulmate.
Yeah. Well, I apologize. I didn't realize that is... There are probably many people like you, Dan, out there.
Well, Kim, real quick, too. I know you'd open the line to Joe or Terrell, and I honestly think they're cowards because they're not going to come on and have this conversation with you. But
well,
the next caller
on here says Joe in Baltimore, so it could be Joe.
I got my fingers crossed. I got my fingers crossed because they're cowards. They don't want to talk about this. They want to just demean Trump because Trump made those baby Aladdin black kids go down there and beat up a white guy. It's the fact that Trump's in office. They felt so oppressed that they had to go and brutally beat a kid and pants him and shame him for the world to see. But it doesn't matter because he's white. You know, black and Kim, you're lucky because you got privilege. You can't be racist.
Yep.
And these kids can't have been racist. It's impossible. They're oppressed and they're not oppressing anybody. They're just seeking reparations by taking his pants.
Yeah, of course. White supremacy made him do it, Dan. Don't you know?
Exactly.
That's exactly what happened. Dan, I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. We're going to continue this conversation when we get back. I hope nobody on the line hangs up because I do want to talk to you. And yeah, I'm going to classify. I don't care if the police aren't classifying it. Kaysen is 12 years old, a white boy beat up by multiple juveniles of color, about 12 to 15 in this group, if you saw the video. And apparently they beat him down brutally because he apparently called somebody's girlfriend the B word. Yeah, that's what we're told. More when we get back.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Donald Trump, in many ways, he has the upper hand, I would argue, over Vladimir Putin because of the state of Putin's economy. And I'll tell you, if Putin keeps ratcheting up the pressure, I think what Donald Trump needs to do is really follow through on his push for energy dominance and making America the most energy-rich country on the face of the earth. And then as soon as we do that, we can sell all of that extra natural gas, oil, coal to our European allies and become the main source of their energy, which would be safer for them if for the national security reasons, number one. and it would be a financial boom for the American people and would create, you know, untold numbers and hundreds of thousands of high-paying career jobs for Americans.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Look, this country was founded on freedom. Freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and then trying to blockade us when we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out? Well, it's time to throw your overpriced big wireless contract overboard as well. Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my cell phone company, says no to inflated prices. With a qualifying plan, you can choose an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for $0. And yes, this is for premium service on America's most dependable 5G network. Get your iPhone 14, Samsung Galaxy, $0 qualifying plan by dialing #250. Say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. No hassle, no gimmicks, just honest to goodness wireless price right. #250, keyword save now. Claim your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, which is America's wireless company. Visit puretalk.com for details.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, good morning to you. We're talking about the juveniles that are out of control in the Baltimore region. Specifically, the 76-year-old woman that was carjacked by four teens in Baltimore City, thrown from her car. Luckily, she was not hurt. And those teens were known to police. The 50-year-old is being charged as an adult in that case. We'll see what happens with that. We're also talking about this beatdown in Essex, and there was a 12-year-old boy by the name of Kaysen, who happens to be white. He was beat down by probably eight altogether, but in the circle, about 12 to 15 kids of color, as they took off his pants, beat him down to the ground, kicked him, stomped him, did everything they possibly could. There was no one there to break it up, mind you. The video is circulating on social media, and now we are discussing it. I've got Joe in Baltimore on the line. Joe, you want to weigh in?
I did. This is the coward Joe, Dan, the one who said, you said wouldn't call.
Don't get too sensitive, Joe. Go ahead. I don't have too much time.
No, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about.
Like this I is said, not your show,
being
Joe.
Being a coward is calling in. Being a coward is calling into another radio, not calling into another radio station and having a difficult conversation with them. You call into people who agree with you every single time you call in. Why don't you have a conversation with somebody else? Okay, back to my point, Kim. First off, when I listened to the radio station today, the first thing that I heard was the market report. That's why I commented on the market report. Well, you need the one. You're the one who needs to calm down, Kim. That's the first
you
thing
You sound
I heard.
Emotional like, right now, Joe.
I took my busy time out of my very busy day when I could be listening to anything else, doing anything else, to comment on the fact that, yes, the market report is down. I'm going to talk about...
Well, let me ask you this, Joe, real quick, Joe. How much money are you losing in the market right now? Are you talking about like the thousands, hundreds of thousands?
A lot.
You're losing a lot of money in the market.
Just like everybody else.
So you're pulling your money out?
No, why would I do that? I'm not stupid. I know how to invest. No.
Well, you just told me that you're... Out. All right, go ahead and go with your... Go ahead. I'll give you your time back.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, Kim, this is a very sad story. Very sad, okay? It's not a hate crime, though. And my question is, why...
Well, how do you know it's not a hate crime?
Why are you bringing up outrage to your white listeners saying that this is a hate crime when this happens all the time. This is one of the time. This is one time when you.
Did you watch the video, Joe?
This happens all the time.
Did you watch the video, Joe?
Kim,
did you watch the video and hear what these kids were saying as they were beating him down? Did you watch the video and hear what these kids were saying? Did you watch the video? Joe, answer the question. Did you watch the video and hear what those kids were saying?
You just described it to me perfectly. I don't need to watch it.
You do need to watch it. You do need to watch it, Joe.
I live in Baltimore City.
Joe, I hope you have the most. I hope you have the best weekend you could possibly have. If you watch that video, okay. And again, I don't want to encourage anybody to watch the video. I want you to listen to what the kids were saying as they were beating little white 12-year-old boy Kaysen down to the ground. I need you to go and listen to the video. And I will continue to say that this is a hate crime. This does not happen every single day. If it happened every single day, we would be talking about it. We get back, I got more people that want to weigh in. I appreciate you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I don't really care how people feel about this. As you can see, I don't care one bit.
Hi, this is Italo, your host of Liberatores in Bel Air, inviting you to try our outstanding daily specials featuring three-course meals at great fixed price. Tuesday, shrimp night plus two.